ओम शांति। I am so pleased to meet the participants of this Peace of Mind retreat who have come from all over the world. So to meet so many souls talking about experiencing peace of mind and from all over the world means that this particular place has become a peace palace. Peace people have come from palace. Peace people have come from everywhere. I had witnessed the big Millennium United Nations Peace Summit. There were about 10,000 peace people. So that was of a different type. It was like a sort of a supermarket or carnival of people of various dresses, designs, hues, philosophies, beliefs, etc. In contrast to that, this is a very homogeneous and a really peace vibrating group. Now, what food has to do with peace? That is my problem. Because food, I was thinking to tell the organizers that first we have this talk and then have food. But it has happened other way around. Food has already been taken. So therefore, now I can't do much about causing you mouth watering, etc., etc. It has happened. And here the food is also supposed to be of two types. One food for the body and the other food for the soul. So I was thinking how to organize that. So when I entered this complex, my problem was solved because there was a big kitchen dealing with food for the body and all the rest of the buildings dealing food for the soul. So you are getting it already in two compartments. When you are satisfied with food for the soul, you go for food for the body. When you are fed with that, then you come food for the soul. Now this subject is of course very, very personal in the sense everyone is involved in this. We have all been taking food for the body throughout our life, up to now of course. Now food can be, there are people in the world who are underfed, who have no food, less food. There are people who have excess food. They also die of certain diseases because of overeating. And there are people who eat the wrong food also, and they also suffer. So here we are going to think of what is the useful, beneficial food for the body. There is a saying that some people eat to live, and there are other people who live to eat. Their sole purpose of life is to find when the lunch time is coming. They live to eat. So here I think if we have talk on both the subjects together, then at least we will shift from live to eat to live. Now when we look around, we are supposed to be the superior most of the living species, human beings, whom God is supposed to have made in His own kind. Most evolved, most developed species. We are called human beings. Now this particular word itself divides into two. One is the human part, the other is the being part. The human part is concerned with the body food and the being part is concerned with the food of the soul. So that makes the problem still easier. So when we talk of the body, then we will be thinking of body food, and when we are concerned about the being, then it is the spiritual food. But two have to be together. Just as soul and body cannot be separated without death, similarly, these two subjects also cannot be separated. One has effect on the other. Easiest thing is to start with the body, because we can see the body, we have seen the body, we have seen our body grow. You will find that our human body is something very unique. It is very special from other types of bodies that we have in the world. First of all, you see our eyes. Poets have written books on eyes, various type of eyes and so on. I am not a poet. This is not a poetry session. But you look at the eyes, the function of the eyes. If there are eyes, we see the world. That's all right. Many people who don't have eyes, they are very pitiable, you know. Now these eyes are the best movie camera in the world. No Japanese firm, no German firm has produced a movie camera, or no Taiwanese have copied a movie camera which it is so nice, so natural. They just introduce colors and you can go on changing colors, but those are artificial. You can see with eyes, if you don't have cataract, etc., things as they are. And you can enjoy all the sights and scenes, run away from the ugly sights and scenes, all eyes. Then come to the ears. Of course, in some childhoods, in some schools, they pull the ears to make them more wide. But the thing is, ears, you don't have any musical receiving instrument as the ears are. All the multi-track musical instruments are meant for the ears. And not only you enjoy music, you enjoy the most important thing is praise. Ears respond to praise the most. One is praised, one starts jumping and dancing without any music. So this, a bit of praise here, and see the whole scenario changes. And the reverse is also true. Where a person is slightly insulted, disrespected, the person will run away immediately. And if it is praised, then again and again ask, no, what did I do? I didn't do much, so that the praise is repeated. So it is so enjoyable. Then come to the sound box, this our voice. You will find human species only have languages. Of course, they are researching wastefully on the language, how the animals and other mammals interact. But basically you find so many languages that even in this complex we have to have 16 language translation. Language is used by human beings, and two types of languages, one is learned and one is mother tongue. So whether a person goes to school or college or not, whether the person belongs to whatever level of society, mother tongue is picked up by the child naturally. I do not know many Indian languages, but see the small kids speaking in their mother tongue. Of course, with the mother tongue, all the good and bad qualities are also picked up. Language can also be many types. But the language that we learn, we think we are educated people, that has its limitations. They say two Japanese were going in a car over a hill. And there, some road repairers, two persons are repairing road. So they wanted some address. So first they showed the address card to those repairers. They said they were not literate. Then the Japanese instinctively talked in Japanese. Again they shook their head. Then they thought perhaps English. So they spoke in English. Again they shook their head. So last they thought perhaps French may be popular in this area. They spoke in French, even then they shook their head. The Japanese went past, not very happy. Now these two laborers talked to each other. Said, why have we not learnt any language at all in our life? We are having only native dialect. Let us learn at least one language. The other person said, what does it matter? They had four. Even then they couldn't make use of that. If we learn one, what is there? So in a sense, we are all illiterates, somewhere or the other. So we should not be very proud of our language learning. And there was a Chinese ambassador in the United Nations. He knew English, but he will always talk in Chinese. Get an interpreter. Somebody asked why. He said, in the meantime, I think what I have to speak next. So like that, you know, that mother tongue we pick up. So this shows that the human being has a natural tendency to learn the mother tongue, some singing in the own method. This is a special faculty. Now I am not to describe the anatomy of the body whole, but let us come to the heart now. Once given, lifelong lasting, and it beats and beats and beats. Of course it beats faster under fear or some such exciting situations. Or say in love affairs, two or three heartbeats are missed also. But it still continues to beat. The patient asked the doctor, he had examined, got his heart thoroughly examined. He said, well, what is the report? Doctor said, I have given thorough examination. Your heart will last as long as you live. So like that, but it's a beautiful faculty. Then you come to the whole of it. The very packing, the body is packed with stitchless packing. Not only that, and when the body grows, the packing also grows automatically. And sometimes the packing is so beautiful that people test for Miss World or Miss Universe contest or Mr. Universe. It is so beautiful also. A scientist has asked a question that science can describe the characteristic chemical composition of a rose, but science cannot describe the beauty of a rose, where from it comes. Same applies to the human body also. Now, question is, are we the owners of this body? Can we really say, this body is mine? Let us put it a test. Something that belongs to me means I can acquire it, I can hold on to it, and I can shed it at my will. Can we do with our own body? Did we acquire it voluntarily with our permission? No. Are we still keeping in it as if we like it? Many of us may be thinking that a day may come and get rid of it, go to a hospital. So something that we have no right to acquire, no right to retain as per our own wish, and it cannot be our own. Secondly, if I have this pocket, I know what is in this pocket. It is my pocket. You have a purse, you know what is in this purse. You know the story of a cheat who had stolen the purse and added $5 of his own. When the police caught, they asked the owner, how much is in it? Owner said $5 less. Cheat said $5 more and got it, because that was the correct figure. Similarly, but here, we own this body. I do not know, as a lay person, what is my functioning, how my heart functions, how my kidneys function, how many cells are in my brain, why I get angry, we do not know. And also, you just take a glass of milk or an apple, because it's a food class, so how this energy is divided, and from top to toe it reaches, we do not know, it happens automatically. So this shows that this body of ours is a divine gift. We can call it a boon given to us. It is not of our own making. I for one would have liked to have a lot of hair on my head, but no, soul wants, but he doesn't have. So therefore it is not of our own making. Then what is it? Anything that is not of our own making as given to us is a trust. It has been entrusted to us. It has been bestowed upon us. But what for? You know, anything in trust is meant to be for serving others. A trustee cannot misappropriate the trust and start using it for himself. And this is the law of the whole of the atmosphere, whole universe around. Nothing in this world is meant to be used for itself, by itself. This is the law. It applies to the body also. I do not say I body. I say my body. Because it belongs to me. It's a belonging. Now, for example, the sun, the mighty sun. Today we were discussing, sun never sets over the Brahma Kumari's organization. How come? Then one person suggested, Brahma Kumari's have 84 centers in all continents. Somewhere or the other sun will be shining. The sun never sits on the Brahma Kumari's organization. That is a way to look at it. Now sun's energy, sun's light is meant for the sun or for the world? For whom it is meant? Not for the sun. This chair is meant for chair itself or for someone to sit, Brother Robin to sit, Brother Bridgemohan to sit. It is not meant for itself. Anything, you think an apple, an anti-granny apple of Australia, is it meant for eating of the apple by itself or for others? For others. Now similarly my body. This body is meant for itself or for use by me, and use also for what purpose? I am a trustee. So it means it has to be kept carefully. We must know the purpose for which it has to be used, but kept carefully. So when it is your own thing, you can destroy it, you can do anything wrong with it. You say, it is mine, I am going to break it. But when it's somebody's thing, somebody gives you a car, you are careful in driving. It is his car, something may not happen. So therefore, this is number one, that to keep the body in trust, in good shape, for a particular purpose for which it is intended to be. Now, one important element for keeping the body good is food, isn't it? Food. There are three things, air, water and food. Now, air is freely available except now just started opening oxygen inhaling clinics. Achha. Water was freely available till recently they have started filling it in bottles as mineral water and this and that. Food also was freely available. Now of course food has been processed and polluted and put into boxes. We have been put into boxes in multi-story flats. Our food has also been put into boxes. Okay. Now this food is our input. And as will the input, so will be the output in a machine. Whatever raw materials you feed, only that is going to come out. Food is also of three types. One is the gross food that we eat. One is the food of the eyes. Lot of food of the eyes is available these days. Many people feast their eyes with different types of foods. And after a feast, every feast a person falls ill, you know. So therefore, such food is also available day and night. Then, there is another hole here. Food can go from here also. Somebody can talk ill of somebody, this and that. It goes on. And these days, some people don't like sweet, they like salt, they like spices. So people like spicy food. They say, oh, what happened to the neighbor? The police came in his house. Oh, I was expecting. he looks so rich, he must be a smuggler. So they are enjoying. If somebody never gets something good, then they say, there is no news for them. Oh, okay, okay, he might have got rich. You know the Indian story of a person who suddenly, an angel came and appeared before that person for his penance and said, three wishes granted. Any three wishes. The person was very happy. Any three wishes. He started thinking which wish to have. But a condition was laid that whatever will be given to you, your neighbor will get double of that. Now he should not have bothered. He should got good wishes. Said, okay, big mansion in such and such area. Got a mansion. But when he looked that side, the neighbor had two similar mansions. He, instead of feeling happy about his own mansion, he felt concerned about what is this. Then he said, two big designer cars. One car. Car for him, two for him. Now the person could not resist. He said, oh, what is this? What type of boon I am getting? Then he thought, what boon should I get that the neighbor should be harmed? So he said, angel, break my one eye. See? So that the neighbor loses his both eyes. So when this is our tendency, when we go to congratulate people outwardly and inwardly there is a jealousy going on here, then that type of food also is very dangerous and it tells upon the other food. Because our body has a chemical laboratory also. And as a matter of fact, it is the best chemical laboratory individually provided to us as per our requirement. It is a designer laboratory. And that is why we have to be very careful about this. If jealousy comes in, the chemical secretions will change and you will have all other things but element of jealousy going into those secretions. If anger comes in, then you have to go get anger mixed into those secretions. Similar, anything, if lust comes in, all your secretions will be like that and that will affect your behavior, conduct, talk, whatever. So this is the problem, that anything can be produced. You know, people who have diabetes, they may not eat any sugar, still their sugar will be high. You take them to some hospital for a test for heart attack and their sugar will jump simply because of fear, because body can produce sugar also. Therefore, it is very, very important that when we think of food and use good food for us, we have not only to see the physical food that we take, what we listen, what we see, what we think, how we react to all types of food. That is why in the Brahma Kumaris, we are told to slow down, slow down, slow down, sit in meditation, eat. If you sit in meditation, eat, you will eat less and enjoy more. If you are thinking of something you eat, you will eat more and enjoy less. Maybe someone asks, what have you eaten? Oh, I don't know. This also happens with lawyers and others. Because this eating, they say you have 32 or 36 teeth. How many are there? Achha. You should grind it so much to make it a paste. Let the intestines not work for the teeth. So many statements are there. But that can only happen when we are in a good composture. We are fit, in a fit mood to take food. Baba tells us not to even talk when you are taking food. It is so important. Like giving medicine to an intensive care ward patient. If you want food to be really effective. Otherwise, if you are thinking food should be fresh, food should be healthy, food should be tasty, those are common things. We have been all doing that. And still, we have not been immune from disease, etc. Now, there is some other element added into the food when it is cooked. That is love. You know, I may be given 10 types of food, but the one that is cooked by my mother, if you blind my eyes with blindfold, I will tell you this is cooked by my mother. What is the difference? Because the affection is there. These days people are losing sight of that. They are going for commercial food, where is no feeling of love, nobody, no care for your health, only show. They say, you know, in the restaurants, they take care to clean the utensils from outside. Very nicely clean, bright utensil. Nobody cleans from inside. So, in a restaurant, a person went and said, well, what is this plate of curry? He said, $1 for yellow plate, $2 for white plate. He said, is there any qualitative difference or quantitative difference? No. In the case of white plate, we wash the plate. You see? So therefore, the thing is, this is outer cleaning. But when it comes to inner cleaning, do they wash their minds? Do they wash their thoughts? Do they cleanse themselves when serving? Only your own people or you yourself can do that. That is why a lot of the stress is put here, emphasis is laid on the food part of it. So, now comes something which is typical to the Western cultures. About 30-40 years ago, 4 decades back, someone talked of vegetarianism in the West, what will happen? They will turn a deaf ear, they say, what is this? Well, vegetarianism, here the culture is such, the tradition is such, it has been going on, everyone is doing that, and they will quote so many things. We are superior most of the species, so we have a right over all other species, so we can very jolly well swallow them, eat them, kill them, we are superior most. And like that, anybody can justify anything. Or if we allow them to go on, the whole world will be covered with goats and cows, there will be no space to live. They always say, devil quotes scriptures. So like that it was going on. If about Indian people, it was said that they are so foolish, even if they are starving, they will not like to kill and eat and live. And there are so many stories. People stranded, isolated in caves. First they looked for food outside, then they started eating each other one by one and so on. So the basic thing is, we have to see from a scientific, spiritual, ethical, economical, so many angles if you see, you have to come to a conclusion here. What is the natural good food for us? Now, in Britain, 4% of the population has turned vegetarian in the last 2 decades or so because of this mad cow disease, etc. Fear, only due to fear. And some due to, even Prince Charles is a propagator of vegetarian food, and some such thing is going on. Everywhere, little. But let us see the scientific basis. In the year 1977, in the USA, they decided to have a research on what is the best food for a human being. So they collected 250 scientists from many countries, 25 countries, spent billions of dollars, gave them all facilities. And they ultimately, after thorough study, they came to the conclusion that vegetarian food is the best for human beings. And they saw the physiological features of the animals, carnivorous and the herbivorous and human beings, etc. The formation of the bodies itself, you find that they have got claws, big nails, strong nails, to cut, pierce the animal and like that. No light? Acha. Okay? So, it didn't happen because of my looking up. Because if I have to look up, I look much higher up. Achha. Now, this, their formation of that. Then look at the teeth. Now the teeth of the, these carnivores, they are very strong pointed teeth. And if you see any, in any pictures or photographs, teeth of the devil or the witch, they are also like that only, pointing like that. And they can just hear, cut the bones and like that. They don't have grinding teeth like the human beings have got or the cows have got. And their jaws move only vertically. And human beings, they can, you can move your jaws both vertically and horizontally. But of course, if any, this sister is trying, if anyone tries to move their upper jaw, I can give them $100 right now. It won't move. Achha. So, then, you see, the other differences in their body are also there. The meat-eating animals have no pores on their body. And they perspire through the tongue. They will be licking and some water will be coming down. While the human beings and the herbivorous animals, they have pores all over their body and they perspire through that. Then drinking water, they just lick water, they can't suck, while we and the, those can suck water. Achha, now this is outside. Then inside also, you know, there are intestines. So intestines in human beings as well as in the herbivorous are 5 to 6 times the length of the body, very long. Because they can be there. And for the other ones, small, 2-3 times length of the body, because otherwise whatever will be there will start rotting, getting putrefied more and more, poison will be created. So these are the things, some of the things, which also went to their conclusion. The wonderful thing is that all these meat-eating animals eat mostly animals which are vegetarian. So ultimately, you see, cow is vegetarian, goat is vegetarian, so they are eating vegetarians to produce meat. If the particular vegetarians could provide energy, why not direct vegetation can provide energy? So there were many, many factors. Then they saw what happens when you kill. In the normal system, you know, in every body, whether it is an animal body or a human body, there is a continuous metabolism going on. You know, blood circulation goes on, cells go on renewing, and the old dying cells are there. So it is like a good sanitation drainage system. So the blood nourishes the new cells continuously with oxygen nourishment and takes away the waste of the dead cells, etc., goes to the kidney. Kidney purifies the blood again and it goes on regularly. Now suddenly you butcher an animal. What will happen? Blood circulation stops. All the waste that was there to be carried at that point of time remains. And because the cells also die, it gets putrefied. It means it is a dead body. Now people who eat dead bodies, they are eating corpses of the graveyard, they are making their stomach a graveyard, they are eating dead bodies. Only today, I was coming from Abu Road, someone told me that one person has been murdered. And he was lying, something happened or met accident. He was lying by the side of the road in a ditch. So my driver brother said, he might have died for 2 days. Thank God, the animals have not touched this. There are a lot of cheetahs here. I told him that these lions and cheetahs, they don't eat dead animals, as human beings eat dead bodies. They only kill and they eat, because there is very little waste to be taken. They have that sense. Just as the rats don't eat your bread, the bread that is sold at the bakeries, if you leave rats, they won't eat it. They will smell and go away. So much pesticide is there. Human beings will eat it even after a week, so it looks soft. So like that. So there is a lot of deception. What I mean to say is, all these things carry lot of harmful toxins, etc., into the human body, which is very harmful. Then you know the investigation that was done by in the USA. There is a very strong food lobby, because all the food they have spoiled and put into cans, food industry. So they got that changed while it was being printed by the Human Resource Committee of the USA. One sentence was added: vegetarian food is the best for human person, but a little bit of non-vegetarian food can also be taken. Just to, that means the whole research has been finished. Still, after 2 years, there was one Dr. Harriet in USA. He took a piece of meat, put it in a blender, and took out the juice of that. He tested it in a famous laboratory. The result that came out was not very palatable. It has got urea, it has got nitrogen, it has got calcium, such like things, toxins, and so many other things. So it looked like he was not satisfied. He, without marking what it is, he sent it to 3 other laboratories for testing. Those laboratories also came to the identical results. You see, same things. Urea, nitrogen, other things, which, you know, antibiotics, pesticides, heavy sodium, like that, all those things came out. So the reason was the same, that it is the waste of the dead cells, and all these things are found in concentrated urine. So this was the thing that is contained in that, and people are eating it. In the market, the type of meat that people get, it has further things. It has got hormones, it has got antibiotics, it has got high cholesterol, it has got pesticides, 10 times more than in the vegetables, because vegetables are also now having pesticides. 2.5 times more than milk. Milk are also called pesticide. But the entire things, all types of toxins, waste, etc., make it a very dangerous thing. Now, what happens? Because it has become a habit over the centuries, it has got the sanction, all people are doing. Now, if all people are doing and all people are suffering, should also be suffering. In the state of Texas, where the steak eating is very common, there the cancer rate is the highest in the USA. And any person who eats meat has got 30 times higher cancer rate and 40 times higher heart attack rate. So you can see. Then you will also find these beasts of burden, these hard-working animals, etc., they are all vegetarian. The lions and others, they cannot work hard. They can just kill, have a game and eat and sleep. So human beings also become like that. There was a race. One of our own Brahma Kumari sister, Dr. Hansa Rawal, she was in the USA, US Army, in the medical course, a major. So there was a race in their own office, 5 miles race. And they were thinking this frail sister, she will fail half the way. And there were other big, strong, stout-looking persons. So they all started the race. Only Hansa Rawal and one more person finished it. All others fell on the way. Because they started perspiring, panting, So it is to have a strong working position also, you have to be vegetarian. So all said and done. Now the question is, the ethical aspect. Can a person be really kind, compassionate, if a person can kill or allow someone to kill something for eating? No. You cannot be kind. How can you be a killer and a killer of a fly even? It's a killing. So killing by itself is a violence. Now they say India is a country which has got 5,000 years old culture, oldest culture in the world. And still India has a record. It has never invaded any country in the world. Any foreign land, never invaded nor acquired territory. Even if under compulsion acquired, returned it. Even now, every day in the newspapers it is coming. Now is a good chance. America is also fighting. You follow the terrorist in the enemy territory and kill them. Indian people say no. Why? They suffer. Their people are... Why? Because it is a very, very deep law that you cannot... If you are... peaceful, if you are compassionate, you cannot be aggressor. Can God be kind and cruel both? Can God aggress upon something? If we have to be God-like, we have not to be aggressor. India has got atom bomb, etc., that also produced under compulsion. But if once it becomes aggressor, you will have the atom bomb on India also. Because it's a simple give and take law. All people who started with small things, with the daggers, with bows and arrows, but the very thought, I will kill, I will overpower, I will be more powerful physically, this has come from this habit of eating meat. And I may tell you, these days all crimes are committed by remote. So what happens, you people do not know, nobody knows. Just a dish is brought on a nice table with lot of roughage on it, hidden under greens and leaves. It may be some fish or something, whatever. So much covered with sauce, you do not use a nice delicacy. But it has no taste, all the taste is only of the spices and other things which are put, and it is a dead piece. And if you are asked yourself, here is a knife, all of you, here is a knife, I am going to bring a goat here, or hen as you like, you kill it in our presence, by your hand, and then we will make the meat. Half of you will not do it. My own uncle used to be a meat eater. So once he was going to kill a cock. So he just put some knife on it. Half the neck had been cut, then the cock fluttered and touched the ceiling and came down 3-4 times. And this fellow got so frightened. And perchance he had only one son, 3 daughters. 2 months later the son also died. He linked it with that, and since then he has stopped taking meat. Because you know it's easy to, and if you are told about the atrocities that are going on in the world, you just take out a calf from mother's womb, put it in a dark room without light for 1 month. Feed it on low calcium, low iron diet, so that when it is killed, the delicacy is very soft. If this is they are doing, and they starve the animals for months together by shipping them from South Africa to Nairobi, and I have got all the photographs, and how mercilessly they kill them. If you see them, I once saw only the pictures put up in the South Africa religious conference. I couldn't eat my lunch on that day. So much cruelty. And here, it's fashion. In the fashion they just give, we are taking. So therefore, ethical point also, if we cannot give life, how can we take life? And if we want that lion and goat should live together, lion and the lamb as written in the Bible, then we have to work something. Therefore, we have to think. When all other things are, economic factors are also there. economically also, it is uneconomical to first feed the grazing animals to the meat-eating animals and then produce meat. It takes lot of water, it takes lot of your agriculture land, all those things apart. Merely this kindness, etc., these factors have to be considered and you will find a lot of change. If you want soul elevation, if you want to produce greater bombs, if you want to be more cruel, more aggressive than your neighbor, able to fit in a competitive society, welcome. If you want really something that a winner is not one who aggresses, a winner is the one who tolerates. After all, many people, even after watching your Australian swimmers, ace swimmers, who enter into competitions, then you know this Muhammad Ali, the legend boxer, then philosophers, so many philosophers you will find, Bernard Shaw, Einstein scientist, then Plato, all these people, they were vegetarians, Tolstoy. Why? Because they have found that input has an effect on thinking, it has an effect on your output. So this is about the vegetarian. We fortunately are vegetarian. When I see small calves, the shining eyes, you just fondle them, so nice they are, and they respond to your love. I wonder how people have the cruelty to kill them. They must be first two, three times feeling bad, then they become used to that. So now is another factor. This is the food. But some people say, quote, they say many Indians are vegetarian, but they are equally exploiters, they are equally angry, they are equally crooked as others are. So they want to prove that food has no effect. No, it is one thing, if one factor is taken care and other factors are ignored, then also the result won't come. You see, a boy is very good in mathematics and fails in all other subjects, he is a failure. So therefore, this is one element which we must take care. You see the result, your yoga will be good. Even the metabolism in the body, cells, is quicker for the vegetarians because they are clean cells and they require less oxygen. If you are already a polluted cell there, polluted with 60% pollution already, it takes long. It takes twice energy for a meat eater to even cleanse the system, and because it is designed for vegetarian. You see, you have seen one lifestyle, you try another, then you will see the difference. How light you feel, how little you require. Now the question is the other thing. Food is not the only thing in human being. Food also will be sought according to one's way of thinking, one's inclinations of the mind. You know, those who are going to be diabetic, not yet diabetic, those who are going to be diabetic, what they do? They will always have liking for sweet things. You tell, no, and they give me this. Always have liking for sweet things. Those who are going to have heart attack due to more fat, they will naturally have a liking for more butter, more fat. Why so? Because ultimately we are all independent beings. We all have got the souls in us. And it is the soul which has its trajectory. And the soul is bound to go a particular way as per the stock of its actions which is accumulated in the past. So you will find people taking best care of their health, jogging 4 miles, taking lot of juices, doing exercise, looking very nice, and after 3 months they get a bad cold, small cold, they are inside, again they come to square one, again they start like that. It goes on and on. Just as people earn money, oh, I have good money. Some expenditure comes, goes. Then they again start. A cyclical process, nothing is gained. So there, why it happens? Because we have a subtle sort of a gene in ourselves. As these days, you know, doctors say, this baldness is hereditary, sugar is hereditary, heart attack is what is heredity? Why it, I acquire this heredity? Because by natural selection, the souls will go into those families by natural selection where they belong, to what they are entitled. Similarly, by natural selection, souls will have beautiful bodies, less beautiful bodies, pale bodies, weak brains, and all those things. This is a higher thing called the law of karma. It has a great link with our food habits. Despite knowing that I should not take this food, people take, say, addiction like smoking. They know after some time, no, this is not good for me. Either due to company, it doesn't matter. We have to die when we have to die. Come on. Achha. So all they say, all are doing this. If they die, I will also die. Like that. Bad company. Or due to, there are many, many complex factors. Say, in India, weaker sections of society, poor people, they smoke. They will buy some smoke. Why? Because they don't have any feeling of freedom otherwise. Economic freedom is not there. But to spend a little amount and be able to buy 2-3 sticks and smoke them at their own layer gives them some feeling of satisfaction and contentment. I can buy this. So that also, so many complicated factors go into this. The basic thing is, there is no education, no scientific understanding what is going to happen to me later on. So therefore, this is only an outward exposition. Food should be good. I should not see bad TVs. But what is the inclination today? But to speak of bad, worse and worse programs, just more and more poison is being entered into the programs. People are paid money to do what they should not do, and it is shown to the public as a model, and everyone, and so to say, enjoys it. Old people, grandfather, sitting in the family without caring about what will be the effect on their grand, they all become shameless and started doing it. Who can stop it? Will it stop? No. It will only grow. Similarly, backbiting, this, that, competitive society, you become somebody's confidant and spoil another person's career by talking wrong things about him. This all happens. So in these situations, we have to see, go to the divine laws. The worldly laws won't work. You can't stop a person from backbiting against you. You can't stop a person from talking ill in this world. There are vibration of violence in the air itself. So we have to go to the divine laws to be able to follow what we are talking. And those divine laws are spiritual laws. That is why the part of the topic is spiritual food. Spiritual food. Now, what is spiritual food? What does spirit require? Before that, we should also see what does actually our body require. Have you ever seen a small child growing? A small child, how does it grow physically? A small child is given diluted milk. Okay? Not even milk. Diluted milk. And fondled. Loved. Patted. Child grows. What is the food intake of the child? Very little. If you give more, child will suffer. Similarly, little grown child also, little, and it grows. It grows up to a particular height as we have grown. Now give us all the food in the world. Do we grow even a centimeter? No. It means this growth of any plant, say take a sugar cane, take a wheat plant, anything, the gene of growth to a particular in a normal is already in it. And nothing much is required, air, water, this, that, good, conducive atmosphere, thing will grow. Unless you deprive that person from growing, say, don't give good water at all, don't give minimum thing, then, or even scold the person, then that person will shrink. Otherwise, it's a natural growth. All the things, all the plants, all the trees grow. We have started thinking, if we don't put fertilizer, this plant won't grow. if we don't do this, this won't grow. These supplements are very expensive. These supplements also take away our natural systems from us. And they are going to cause us a loss of sooner or later. Now, if a human child can grow like this, give love, give fondling, less food will be taken. They say, the person who is happy eats less. The royal person, the kings, etc., how much they eat? Take a royal person, take a laborer, put them together. How much the royal person eats? Royal person will have 60 dishes. But see how much he eats. Take our Dadi Janki. You give her 20 dishes. But how much she eats? Even from a little thing she shares, so that it becomes less for her. You see? Because we don't require. I used to take double toli. You know what is toli? Acha. I once thought, they are giving me double as a joy, just in light mood. But dadis are not eating any, and I am longing for double. What is it? There must be some secret. So one day, dadi gave me a plate to serve, go with her and give that toli to all. Then I learned the difference. First I hesitated, I thought. Then I went like a puppet, I went. In the end I found I didn't have the desire for even my own single toli. I was satisfied. Because serving others. So this is the thing. The royal people, they give. So they don't require. And those who get, they require. So in this sense, very little food is needed. When it is very little, there is to be no competition, it is of good quality. But the physical food, its intake, its liking, its disliking, depends upon the other part of it, the food of the soul. Even if we take physical food so well, very nice, and we may still be unhealthy. Because of taste factor, we may eat more. Now if you put petrol in a car, the car doesn't taste it. But here is a machine, they call it a machine, but this machine tastes also. Some people call human body as a machine. Have you seen a machine growing? You buy a small computer and it becomes big. Forget that. Have you seen a machine reproducing? You buy one computer in the office and next year another is sitting by its side. It's not there. Similarly, human being is much different. So we are human beings. So we should see that inner this what we are getting, what we are seeking, we are even longing for, depends upon our controller. That is the soul. I told you in the beginning, this body does not function by itself. It is meant to be used by the soul. It is soul that you open your eyes, it is soul. Even if food is put into your mouth, it's the soul only which will digest it. Okay, I will ask a question. For how much time can a person live without food? Supposing some American invasion has taken place, all people are inside, you have some food. But then it is finishing. For how much time can a person live without food? 40 days. 14. Yes? I have already started feeling uncomfortable that it is gone. Average, not extraordinary people. They claim they don't take any food at all. Average. To survive, let the last breath be there. Say 14 days? More, okay. 15 days, 20 days. That's all. What will happen after that, I won't ask. Now, for how much time without water? Water, Coca-Cola, anything. How many days? 3 days. Maybe there are, when they were extracting bodies, they might have found a person alive after 3 days. Achha. For how much time without air? Air. Still, somebody may be doing some breathing exercises. Huh? How much time? Few minutes. Achha. For how much time without the soul? Huh? Body remains hot. Remains hot. But when the soul is left and you are given a piece of choli, what will it be digested? No. Blood circulation will stop. Huh? You won't accept it. At that time they just push. We can't say anything. Achha. Now, it means that although it seems that body requires blood, body requires heart beating, body requires kidneys, everything, yes. But the mother, the power that triggers the whole thing is the soul. Just as a cell in a battery, a cell. If the cell is not there, then the whole thing stops. Now the question is, we are all the time, we have been thinking, now also the whole life we have been thinking, vitamins, glucose, carbohydrates, this fruit, that fruit, sprouts, alfalfa, whatever. Oh, we should be healthy. But thing is, we don't become healthy. Normal decay keeps on taking place. The spiritual law is, a young person must become old. Now he may become old very soon or in the normal course then. So spiritual law is that this will go on despite our best. But the most important thing is, what are we doing to energize our soul? Because soul directly functions through the body, and if the soul is weak, then the body, whatever you take care, won't be a method to provide food to the soul. Is there any medical institute? Is there any doctor's prescription? Is there any research? Is there any your own formula, formula, how to energize the soul? Can soul be made healthy or not? It can. So we are very optimistic. Good. You know the law of entropy? This building was new one day. This building was new. Is this building new now? Pretty good. Is it new? No. Even if you purchase a motor car for one day, put on the road, will you take back at the same price? Gone. Similarly, our bodies are also continuously subject to entropy. In fact, the entire universe around us is subject to entropy. The quality of things is getting down. You may have 1 kilogram of milk, but that 1 kilogram of milk today is not of the same quality that it used to be. You have one human being and another, the strength, the power, the character, all things are going down. Under this situation, first of all, why it is going down? Am I responsible for it? Or all of us are responsible for it? Or the nature is responsible for it? Or the governments are responsible? Who is responsible? So you will find, in this cycle, if a battery is once fully charged, you cannot overcharge it. Now you put it into use. What is going to be the option next step? It will only be discharged. Less use, less discharge, full use, more discharge, one day fully discharged. Now when the battery is in the process of use and is under discharge, can you recharge it unless you take it out of that? And you will say, let the remaining part also be used, then I will have a new battery. Same is the thing with this world. Otherwise, why is it, despite long history of good people, long history of leaders in the world of all types, long history of wisdom being accumulated and today being used, why the situation of the world is like this today? Individually I can think, I will do this, there. Even that is not permissible. You can't have live life of your own. Actually, that is why it's a deeper thing. I have only touched it in your program. They must be telling you about the drama and the cycle and the cyclical process. What I want to drive home is, take simple tree. The tree grows from the seed. Tree expands. Whatever its lifespan is, it gives fruit, flowers, leaves, it's young. Ultimately, the tree fully grows, but that is the time when it becomes old and it is time to shed the leaves also. So we are at the moment in a world, imperfect world, full of all the things you know, and in this we have to make individual effort. The world will not help us. We have to make individual effort to stand different and to try to energize our soul. Because jungles grow, but the gardens have to be laid. You can't just help say that one fine day garden of Allah will grow. No, you have to lay down the garden. And we can function as individual tools for flowers or fruits of that garden, as a nursery. So now I will tell you, what is the simplest formula Shri Baba has told us of energizing the soul? What are the things which take away the energies of the soul, and what are the things which add to the energies of the soul? You have heard of ego? Ego. I don't think we have any of us has ego here. Huh? The removal of ego is simple. If we say, all of you please stand. If you all stand, you have no ego. And if someone stands but not fully willingly, maybe he has to check, have some ego. Huh? Again, Dadi says, sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up. So that will tell us. But ego can eat away into our powers of the soul, make it hungry. You have come here to Mount Abu. You are told by the people there in your country, oh, Mount Abu is a beautiful place, there the role models live, they have got so many years of yoga practice, they are just such perfect people to be emulated, and it's such a fine system, everything very nice. With that promise you have come here. Alright, right at the gate of the Mount Abu, where you are received, you are asked to please keep your big boxes, luggage here and wait. You have come very tired and wait. The person who has to give you accommodation has gone away to stroll. Now what happens? You start thinking, oh, why I came? They told me, after I am such a big person in my country, such rich person, doing so much help to the Brahma Kumaris, and look at the gate itself. The person has gone for stall. What is this? It can. Now it can deplete your power of tolerance. You can start thinking, I made a mistake in coming here. What type of people they are? It can. Now you look at the other side of the picture. Supposing that person was waiting for quite some time and he said, the party has not come, but let me have a quick stroll. And then only he had gone. And if you also think, sister in charge had told me, this is a university. Your center is like a school or college. In the university, even the teachers are examined, test put to test. It's a test for me. What is there? I was standing at the railway station. I waited so much for the plane. I waited for the aeroplane. Why I am thinking I can't wait here? Simply because my ego is hurting me. So let me wait for the whole day. Doesn't matter he comes or not. I will not change. I will be stable. Now your power of tolerance will start increasing. You see? The needle will go this way. So what I mean to say is, this ego, mainly ego and other possessions which make us feeling rich, intelligent, this, that, and anger, which is our, has become our nature, all these factors have to be removed from the soul. It means soul has to be rid of all the negative emotions. Food is different, but those who pollute the food are these. So, whether it is physical food or it is spiritual food, these have to be removed. And that can, there is no other method to do that, because in the soul there is no drainage system. In the body, there is a drainage system. Things can go out, things can get in. Whether that drainage system is choked or not, that is our business. These days many people, rich people, they have no appetite. So they take an appetizer. Then they take lot of food, whatever they want. Then they take a digestive. And then they take a laxative. This is how their method goes. So that is not a really working drainage system. But still the system is there. Now in our case, the soul, anything that enters cannot come out. Because there is a dead end. This is the last thing. They say skin deep, bone deep, mind deep, intellect deep, soul deep. Once something enters the soul, it becomes your nature. Whether it is good nature or what. So take it out of that requires fire of yoga, heat, heat treatment. Many things are purified by heat treatment. So this yoga helps you to prepare the receptacle for the food of the soul. Number one. Achha. Time ho gaya. I think I have prolonged it. Achha. So, the last two words. A magic formula has been given by Baba to us. As simple. To earn blessings. Blessings is the only thing that is the food of the soul. You can earn it two ways. One from God. Say, God bless us. By following this formula that removes the negativities and begin yoga, the power will come. The other is from the people. And to earn blessing from the people implies darkness and light cannot live together. Love and hate cannot live together. Jealousy and friendship cannot live together. Be well-wisher of all. Simple formula. Don't bother for what that person does. Be a well-wisher of all. Soul will feel energized. Om Shanti.